Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone, welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. This first day of June 1st, 2011, WIGO 1570, The Light. Lines are open 347-215-8709. As always, we're in Build, Grow, and Enjoy and live chat. Such a beautiful day here in the sunny California, San Diego, that is, where I have been broadcasting for about a month or so in prep of the Build, Grow, and Enjoy financial tour. So, absolutely a pleasure and a blessing to be out here, to be able to enjoy some great weather, and in addition to reach out to the community in these financial times. I'm missing you all thus far, Atlanta, but, you know, I'm sure you all understand the purpose and the reason to the mission. Definitely the financial movement is alive, and like I said, we at Build, Grow, and Enjoy here is honored. Summer's here, parents, and the kiddos are about to be out of school or already out of school, depending on where you are tuning in from. But it doesn't stop you parents from having to continue to go to your 9-to-5. You have to continue to provide for yourself and your family. So this time of the year can be a great challenge for some of you parents, and even more of a challenge for you single parents out there, which is a huge number in our nation today. So we all know the kids, you know, you got to keep them active, or we know they get bored and get into things that, you know, they really shouldn't. So I just wanted to just suggest some very productive and cost-saving programs which your parents can enroll your children in or your child that I think that would be very beneficial for them to keep them active during the summertime out here in San Diego for you San Diego listeners. Great, great center here, the Ray and Joan Croc Center. I mean, they have rock climbing, Olympic-sized pool with different activities that the children can do with, you know, with them getting wet, you know, in the summer months. Numerous summer programs that caters to what your child's interest may be. They gave me a tour of the center, and it was absolutely, absolutely beautiful. They put a lot of work into that center to ensure that, you know, that the community is thriving and the children are active. I mean, they have soccer field, basketball. They even have a state-of-the-art gym with trainers if needed. So it's just absolutely beautiful, and I highly recommend you reach out to them, finding another resource, get your child involved, and get them active during the summer months. In Atlanta, same thing. You all know I have a partnership with the Ray and Joan Croc Center out in Atlanta. They're more on the educational side. But, you know, they take it to a whole other level with the arts, the drama. I mean, they even have a cafe, running track, basketball, and numerous other programs that can enrich your child educationally. So that's another great center out in Atlanta. 212 Word of Faith, the youth ministry, a lot of summer programs going on with them. As you guys know, I'm a youth leader with the 212 Word of Faith, Dale Bronner and Nina Bronner's church out in Atlanta. Boys and Girls Club, of course, and that's the same for San Diego. And then a very unique program, it's probably going to kill me because I always just slaughter the name, Kokoru Bushido Kempo Karate Inc., a very, very, very dear friend of mine, and his name is Dr. Benson. He's going to kill me because I always slaughter the name. But what I love about Dr. Campbell's unique program is that he offers he teaches us the principle of discipline, which we know is dire for our youth today. Not just that, he teaches the foundation of faith, and very important is discovering the strengths of, you know, oneself, which is another important piece for our youth today. So I love what Dr. Benson, I love what you're doing out there. You are appreciated in our community for empowering our youth. Definitely for more details on all these programs that are being offered for the summer months for your children, you can come to buildgrowandenjoy.com to get more information. You can actually, you know, look into the blog, or I'll have it under the forms, and you can reach out and get your child involved. Just don't have them sitting in the house. I mean, enrich them, empower them. You know, they are our future. They are the foundation of the next generation. So now today, everyone, talking about empowering the community on Entrepreneur Talk today, I have Mike Howell with the Pet Garage to talk to you all you listeners. And I love this guy. I mean, me and his energy are so similar. You know, you guys think I can keep going. I think he beats me by far. But this guy is like, you know, he's serving in the community and a somewhat forgotten piece. And that's just our 4 feet in, our 2 feet daily, seven, or whatever friend, our pets. So we serve in the community and providing a very unique service and a very, very thriving market that we need within our family for our pets. So welcome, Mike. It's a pleasure to have you, and I'm just excited to have you on the air today.
Well, thank you, Kalika. And let me tell you, the information you provide in your programming is such a tremendous service to the community. It's people like you that inspire people like me to get out and keep doing what I have to do to provide for my family. And also, one big thing is community. That's so important. I'm so happy that you zoom in on that because it's all about kind of paying it forward and rooting yourself back into community. So I applaud your efforts and thank you.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. As always, that's what it's all about. You're absolutely right. So the lines are open, everyone. Like I said, 347-215-8709. We're in live chat, billgrillandjoy.com. So, Mike, let everyone know who you are. Tell us about Pet Garage and what motivated you about this very unique business that's so thriving in the community.
Well, thank you. Okay, well, the Pet Garage is a professional pet food and supplies delivery service. We service all of the metro Atlanta area. Our company is based out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Kind of spun out, I own another business called Two Dads Pet Services, and our clients were always asking us to stop by and, oh, while you're out, do you mind picking up a bag of food for my pet, things like that. So kind of got the wheels kind of spinning for us, going, you know something? I bet we have something here. So I'm a very research-driven type of person. So I started researching, and I contacted actually several companies that are out on the West Coast and up north and started asking how they did it, why they did it, what empowered, what was their market, what was their demographic, and really kind of took the business model to another level. So that's what we provide. Instead of getting in the car, riding around in the hot sun, of course, in hot Georgia, and trying to find a parking space, going into, I'm sure it's warm where you're at too, and instead of going to the bigger stores where they try to get you in with a deal and actually they don't have it in stock, we're able to provide the consumers their pet food and supplies, but we take the extra step. I mean, let's face it, what was the norm 20 years ago, the 9-to-5, weekends off, that doesn't exist anymore because we have to provide for our family. So that opens up a need in the community for us to do the shopping for you. So we have tons of folks that we service in Atlanta on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. We don't offer one. There's a couple different services in the South that offer what we do, but our niche is it's not one particular brand of product. We carry over 60 different brands, and we bring it to your home. And we're willing to, you know, let you try out something new for your pet. So it really has really taken off. And it's really convenient. We play the conveniency card. You can go online, order it. It's there the next day.
Yes, yes, yes. And like you said, convenience, convenience, convenience. You hit on it. That is such a huge, huge issue nowadays. Because like you said, there is no more 9-to-5. I mean, parents are working 7 days a week, or just families. You know, the head of the house are 7 days a week is ongoing. So, and our pets are a part of our family. I mean, not only that, what are some of the services you guys do, like products that you guys carry? I mean, you guys just don't cater. When people think of pets, they're like, okay, the dog and the cat. But you guys cater to other pets, too. Tell us a little more about
those pets. Oh,
we certainly
do. Actually, I had my first delivery yesterday to a potbelly pig. So that was a very unique experience. So, yeah, so I think, you know, and once again, to hone in what you said, you know, in my world, there are either folks that refer to their pets as their children, or the other end that's just my dog, that's my cat. There's really no in-between territory. that's why the pet sitting industry, I mean, the pet sitting, the whole pet industry as a whole is one that continues to really make advances over the years, and especially in a down economy, because folks do care. They do care about their pets. There are their extended family. So there's that need, and people basically want to do the right thing when it comes to their pets. It's just the educational curve, which is something, I don't know if you've ever watched the TV show Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, where he's going around, actually he's on the West Coast, I think he's finished filming out there, educating the public. That's kind of how we feel. We're on a mission to help folks feed their pets easier at a better price than going to the big box stores. So that's
right.
Kind of our philosophy.
Right, right, definitely. And not just that, you know, a lot of people may say, like you said, it's the economy and these times, you know, cost. I mean, it's not that much of a difference of a price than going into any other, you know, store. So talk a little bit more about the cost efficiency or the cost, you know, effectiveness
sure.
that it can provide. You know, you may pay a little more, but you're also paying for the convenience to take care of someone that's a loved one of your family.
Exactly. And that's, once again, that's a very, very good point. I think where we're a little bit different is that instead of having to pay for the brick and mortars of a real big store and the utilities and everything that comes along with having a freestanding store, I'm able to get it right from the distributor and able to deliver it. So I'm eliminating a lot of those additional costs that, unfortunately, are costs of doing business. You've got to add into your price, you know, employees. You've got to add in, you know, that monthly rent bill for the location and things like that. We're able to keep our costs lower and sometimes even better than the larger retail establishments because we don't have to account for that. So that's actually putting it out to the consumer at a – we want the consumer, our goal is the consumer to feed their pets better because it, the same thing that goes with humans go with animals. We'd all like to sit around and eat, you know, fast food all 3 times a day because it tastes good, it's fast, it's convenient, but we know we have to eat some vegetables. And same thing with our pets. You know, we want our pets to eat well, and we want to keep down those costs and stuff. So that's why we're able to provide this tremendous service to the Atlanta and Georgia area at a really better price than a lot of your stores. So we're able to get those deals and those specials. So that's why we help control our costs by not having all that extra overhead.
Right. And you guys have, you know, not just the food, you guys give the first aid, supplements, I mean, cleanup, training. Training is another piece.
Yes.
Talk a little more about that because we all need that with our pets, especially our dogs.
Well, we're all inclusive.
You got a dog, you need that too.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And like I said, we all want to do the right thing. And they're our babies, let's face it. You know, our pets are our babies, they're our extended family. So we all want to do things. Our other company that's actually been in business for 7 years is called Two Dads Pet Services. And that's really funny because that was born out of necessity. My business partner was asking me to watch his pets and vice versa. When I would travel, back when I worked for corporate America, I was in the same predicament. So over the years, we've grown to be able to add, you know, pet professional in-home pet care and also be able to add the extra services of training and things like that. And then just couple in the pet garage program, it's all inclusive. You don't have to go anywhere else. We're like the full-time pet parent, you know, for your pets.
Right. I have a question. Someone wants to know, do you guys provide, like, you know, maybe babysitting services, or if they go on travel, do you guys babysit the dogs or have kennels? That's what someone
wants
to know.
Yes, we sure do. We the other company is called Two Dads Pet Services. We are a professional in-home pet care service that covers all of Metro Atlanta. Yes, we do that. We come to your home. We don't actually have boarding or kennels. There are some animals that do very well in that environment, but I'm a firm believer. I'm an ex-vet tech, so I used to work for a veterinarian. I'm a firm believer that animals do better in their own environment. So, yeah, just pick up the phone or visit our website, twodadspets.com, and all that is enclosed about our services in the areas in Atlanta that we cover. So, yes, but training is definitely big. It is definitely big. We're like the nannies. The dad nannies.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you, I'm a pug lover, and I'm looking at your anti-stress. I think you got to see that, the anti-stress, in parentheses, pug.
Oh, you're so cute. Well, pugs are great, and they're known for being that wanting to explore and wanting to have fun and maybe getting into everybody's business all the time. But that's okay. There are a lot of herbal remedies that you can try. I am not a person that believes in over-medicating our pets. I think that's part of the problem is that we over over-vaccinate and of course, over-medicate our pets. There are so many natural remedies. A product called Pure Calm, which is an awesome product, mm-hmm. and it's all natural things. And I've got several clients on the pet sitting side that actually buy that through the Pet Garage because it's a good product. It takes that edge off. Sometimes, you know, we all get a little stressed, and the same thing applies with our animals. So if you could take that edge or give them that level of security that they need, it's most definitely. But pugs, I love pugs also.
I love them. You can't get enough of them.
Yes, I know. That face gets me all the time, let me tell you.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I definitely love them. Well, that's good, great information. What we're going to do is, before we go to break, is there anything else you would like to add on the whole Pet Garage piece? Because when we get back, you know, this is Bill Growing a Joy. And the second piece I would like for you to talk about is just some of your shared best practices as an entrepreneur, one that has been through obstacles, and just share some of your, how you overcame some of your obstacles as an entrepreneur. So is there anything else you'd like to add with Pet Garage? We will, at the end, I'll allow you to go ahead and just, you know, give your information. Of course, I have it already up on Bill Growing a Joy, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we take the break?
There's so much information out there, and there's a wonderful thing called the Internet. I just would like to invite your listeners, always, you know, take the information and stride that you read off the Internet as far as products and recommendations and stuff, and always ask, you know, your veterinarian. That's always good. But, you know, and if we can ever help you, we've got folks that work our phones that can answer pet-related food questions. But knowledge is power, and I'm sure you'll agree with me on that. And that's the best thing. Just read up. Read up and really educate yourself and make the best decision that's going to fit your financial budget and, of course, your pet's best interest. That's the best advice I can give you as far as Pet Garage is concerned.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, everyone, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. Welcome back to Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570 AM, The Light. Have Mike Howell with the Pet Garage. Love this guy. Love this guy. Before going to the break, we were talking about the Pet Garage and how it can actually conveniently be a way for you to provide products and services that can be delivered right at your front door for your pets. Not just your dogs, your cats, but they have fish products and bird products. So before the break, I told, you know, as we all know, when we have entrepreneur talk, you know, we're always want to educate and share best practices to those entrepreneurs that are wanting to launch or wanting to expand. And with Mike being so successful with the Pet Garage, Mike, go ahead and let them know, share some of the best practices on what you can share with them as entrepreneurs is to get them launched or some obstacles that you should let them know that they should expect or, you know, I mean, everyone can expect something different, but things you have to do to overcome to get where you are at today.
Sure, not a problem. Well, there's an old saying. It says a wise man makes more opportunities than he finds, and that's so true. I think you have to have a dream, and then you have to have a plan. It still amazes me, Kalithia, how people want to do their own thing. Ah, I want to be my own boss. I can't stand working for such and such. They just treat me like this. And a lot of folks do it out of anger and frustration because they want to be the masters of their own destiny. You know, before I took that leap, I worked in corporate America for about 25 years. I researched, and I was teeter-tottering on that edge until one day I was like, you know, I need to do this. This is what my heart says. This is what I need to do. And I had a passion for pets. So I was like, okay, I'm going to take a passion I have, and I'm going to take a dream, and I'm going to take a chance. I encourage all your listeners, you know, to take that chance. Do a little bit of work. Like I was telling you earlier before the break, there's this wonderful thing called the Internet. I mean, you can type in anything and get lots of information to help guide you through that process. But you know something?
Right.
I started my original business in the start of the down economy, and I can tell you I made enough to support my dependents, which were Visa, MasterCard, house mortgage, you know, those dependents, and, of course, my own personal pets. But, you know, and trust me, those companies love to get their payments, trust me. So it was one of those things that I was very passionate about. I did a lot of research. But, you know, the biggest thing is networking. You've got to network. You've got to get off that couch. It amazes me how many people have this great idea. They'll go cash in their savings and their 401ks and go, okay, day one, I am open for business, the light's on, the door's open, and they're sitting by the phone. That's not how it works anymore, you know, because the consumer is smart now. It's not simply opening up a Yellow Pages and going, okay, call them, call them, call them. People do their homework. People research.
Yes.
If they're going to call a plumber, they look in the phone book, they get a couple leads, they start reading reviews on websites, they start asking for references, which is smart. And I'm glad as consumer, and I'm a consumer, I work very hard for my money. I also investigate. I'll give you a very simple story. You know, my AC went out of my house a week ago. I was on the internet. I found four companies, did my research, did my homework, asked a bunch of questions, and I selected that way. And I think the consumer is doing that. So for folks that are starting out, have everything in line. Have all your T's crossed and your I's dotted, just to make sure that you're doing the right thing. And follow your heart and follow your passion, but don't be afraid. Take a chance.
Right.
Don't be one of those people that wake up going, okay, I'm going to go work, you know, 9 to 9 and be extremely unhappy. I love what I do. I have the best clients. I have pets. And I have their people, too. So I enjoy what I do.
And
so
you definitely hear it all the day. I can hear it. You have the passion from the day I met you. I definitely saw that in you, the passion. And you did, and you're right. You have to be fearless. It's so sad that so many people have brilliant ideas, but the fear holds them back. And they sit there and think that the business is going to come to them, but you have to go out and get it yourself. And that's the key, networking. You're absolutely right.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, because when you go to these, and people go, oh, yeah, there's a networking group in my area, then get off your couch and go do it. Make that commitment.
Yeah.
Make that commitment to yourself. Go out, and business doesn't come to you. That doesn't. That's a rare occurrence now. 20 years ago, maybe. But that's a rare occurrence. You have to go out, introduce yourself, you know, get those flyers out, talk to people, talk to other industries, say, hey, look, I know you do carpet cleaning, but, you know, I have clients or I know people that need carpet. So it's all about helping each other. And when you do that, you empower your own community, you know, and that's what it's all about, putting back into where you live, digging in, taking root, planting those seeds, and really going forward. And that's what's so exciting in this day and age being an entrepreneur. There's so many opportunities. Everything's endless. You can just get on the road and go for it. But you gotta take that chance. You've gotta have that faith, and you gotta do it.
Build, grow, and enjoy, right?
Oh, amen. Amen. You gotta, and it's all about, and don't have that stinking thinking. And I love Zig Ziglar, that stinking thinking. You can't have that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
I'm loving this. Oh, well, you know, I guess I'm preaching to the choir because you, doing what you do, you empower people by the subjects and the different people you bring on. But, you know, I guess the real thing I want your listeners to walk away with is do it in faith. Walk in faith. I can do this. You're going to have those days you got to get up, brush yourself off, and go, okay, no sales, the phone didn't ring. But that just empowers you to go, you know something, tomorrow – I'm going to go get them again tomorrow. And, you know, you're going to get those doors closed. You're going to get people who don't go, oh, no, I don't need this. But you know something? Take that and turn that negative energy and turn it into positive energy and say, you know something? I'm going to go try this. When I started my pet cleaning business, I was always out in the streets. I talked to people. Two dads. Oh, yeah. You ever see the bad Eddie Murphy movie about the four guys unemployed and they started a daycare? That's kind of, honestly, the kind of where our concept came from. We were basically out of work, and we was like, you know something? We love pets. We've had rescue backgrounds. Let's do pet sitting. And 7 years later, we did. And that enabled us to do a spinoff of the Pet Garage, and that's our next big project. And that's just a huge another need that we want to help fulfill. And, of course, once again, you know, we tried to enrich our community and put it back in the community by doing donations and educational programs in both companies. So the old saying, what you sow, you're going to reap, that applies here. That definitely applies here.
Definitely. Pay forward. That's another one we said.
Amen. So you got to pay it forward. You got to put back what you take out.
You definitely did. Well, go ahead and Mike and let them know how they can contact you. Of course, I have all the information on Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and our featured guest, but let them hear how they can contact you. So just let everyone know.
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, the Pet Garage, you can reach us online, which is thepetgarage.com. And that, like I said, that is the pet professional pet food and supplies home delivery. You can register as a customer, and we'll bring it to your home and make some recommendations. You can call our phone number, which is 678-261-7090. I know you have that information on your site. And we're happy to answer pet food questions for you or help you out. And on the other end, Two Dads Pet Services, which is the professional pet sitting. We would love to take care of your babies while you're out working late or want to plan that family vacation. We're here for you. And we'll do the very best job we can. We'd love to hear from you. And if we can help you out and give some advice, we're happy to do that also.
Definitely. It's that time of season. Well, thank you, Mike, for being on the air. I just love your energy. I look forward. I know we're going to see each other again. It's just a pleasure and a blast to have you on the air today.
Well, you know something, Cleta, and once again, I want to fishtail back to you. Thank you for doing what you do. Because of people like you and what you do, you empower me. And I appreciate you empowering us to get up off the couch and go do something.
Thank you. It's all my pleasure.
Well, thank you, everyone.
My power with the Pet Garage. Passion, dream, chance. Get up off your butt and network. There you have it, the Pet Garage. All his information and contact information is on BillGrownEnjoy.com. You can go there. It's in our featured guest to contact them. Get the delivery. Save the time so you can go out there and provide more for your families and just use the services. What's put into the community, what you put into the community is going to be brought right back to you. So, everyone, that concludes our show for today. I thank you for tuning in today on Bill Grown and Joy WIDO 1570 The Light. I will be out and about tomorrow throughout the city of San Diego. So tomorrow there will be a rebroadcast of From the Hustle to the Boardroom. It will replay throughout the day to give you guys some more information on the upcoming tour that we have that we're planning, and also a little more to let you guys know that we are wanting to discover you and wanting to launch your business or expand it. So definitely the financial movement is alive. You want to visit BillGrownEnjoy.com or you can go to intercede2saltstate.com. Make sure you check out the summer programs that's going to be on BillGrownEnjoy.com for your children. They're going to be out of school. Get them empowered. Get them enriched. Get them involved. Don't have them just sitting in the house. So I will talk to you all on Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalethea Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.